Silas Marner by George Eliot, read by Tim Pigott-Smith. In the days when the spinning wheels hummed busily in the farmhouses, and even great ladies clothed in silken thread lace had their toy spinning wheels of polished oak, there might be seen in districts far away among the lanes, or deep in the bosom of the hills, certain pallid, undersized men, who, by the side of the brawny country folk, looked like the remnants of a disinherited race. In that far-off time, superstition clung easily round every person or thing that was at all unwonted, or even intermittent and occasional merely, like the visits of the peddler or the knife-grinder. No one knew where wandering men had their homes or their origin. And how was a man to be explained unless you at least knew somebody who knew his father and mother? In this way, it came to pass that linen weavers, emigrants from the town into the country, were to the last regarded as aliens by their rustic neighbours, and usually contracted the eccentric habits which belong to a state of loneliness. In the early years of this century, such a linen weaver, named Silas Marner, worked at his vocation in a stone cottage that stood among the nutty hedgerows near the village of Raveloe, and not far from the edge of a deserted stone pit. The questionable sound of Silas's loom, so unlike the natural, cheerful trotting of the winnowing machine or the simpler rhythm of the flail, had a half-fearful fascination for the Raveloe boys, who would often leave off their nutting or bird's nesting to peep in at the window of the stone cottage. Sometimes it happened that Marner, pausing to adjust an irregularity in his thread, became aware of